Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith. My last day filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. It is Friday, December 30th, 2022. Say it while you still can. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The January 6th committee withdraws its subpoena of Donald Trump. Interesting. Time magazine claims exercise has roots in racism. Exercise. Rent prices hit a record high, and college graduates rank the most useless degrees in the United States. Also coming up, the message of the day about the biggest postmodern lies we've been told these last few decades. But first, the January 6th special committee withdrawing its subpoena of former President Trump as it wraps the 18-month investigation up. According to the panel's chairman, Trump's testimony was no longer needed. Trump released the following statement on his Truth Social platform. He said, was just advised that the unselect committee of political thugs has withdrawn the subpoena of me concerning the January 6th protest. They probably did so because they knew I did nothing wrong or they were about to lose in court. Time magazine, facing some backlash after publishing an article outlining the so-called racist roots of physical exercise. The author said, quote, how did U.S. exercise trends go from reinforcing white supremacy to celebrating Richard Simmons? It's really not about the 1980s that you start to have a consensus that everybody should be doing some form of exercise. Read about the white supremacist origins of exercise. Wow, these people, their sole purpose for existence, I'm not kidding, they've decided is to find racism in everything. The cost of rent smashing records all over the country. Prices jumping 20% in most markets. A one-bedroom apartment in Chicago will set you back $2,500 a month. That figure rises to $3,000 in New York City. $4,500 in San Francisco. Economists blame the spike on the weak housing market, supply chain problems, and lack of workers in the construction industry. A recent survey from ZipRecruiter ranks the most useless college degrees in America. Folks under the age of 40 were asked whether their field of study led to a decent job. 61% regret their degree in education. 61%. Followed by communications at 64%. Liberal arts, 72%. Sociology, 73%. And number one most useless degree, journalism. 87% think their degree in journalism is totally useless. Message of the day coming up next.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. If we want to fix our country starting in the new year, we need to first look at the majority of Americans' worldview. It's a very important term and concept that I think we need to talk more about. Someone's worldview. Most people have a modern worldview, and this affects everything they feel and think and then do, and of course, who they vote for. And I think all of these aspects of the worldview are wrong, so I'll call them lies that we've been told, certainly my whole life, but you can frame them however you'd like. Lie number one, life is random. That's what most people think. There's no real order, no purpose, no reason for it. You don't have to answer to anyone. It's all randomness and chaos. And the best you can do is just try something and see what happens, see if it works. And I don't know, maybe keep doing it. Maybe it'll keep working. Who knows? We're just told that life happens and you got to make the best of it. Lie number two, truth is relative. It's whatever you feel. And we all have our own truth. There's no absolute truth. It's just whatever any of us want. Really, all the madness of our modern world can be traced back to this lie in particular, that everyone is entitled to their own truth. Lie number three, man is basically good. This is a belief that most people have. Most, even many Christians, but most people in America believe that you are born good. This is a very Rousseauian idea. It was a French philosopher in the mid-1700s. He said that every man is born good until you become corrupted by society. By the way, Rousseau fathered five children and left them all to die at the local orphanage. He didn't know their birth dates, didn't know if they were boys or girls, but we all take parenting advice from him in our modern world. So we're all born good and we were corrupted by society, whether that's your parents or you had some trauma or the system, capitalism or the man has been oppressing you. So you can always blame someone or something else for your problems because you're good, naturally. So lie number four, let's put them together. If life is random, if truth is relative, and if we're basically good, then the highest virtue is tolerance. And lie number five, the most important thing in life, we are told, is what you possess. Whether things you own, but also accolades and awards and degrees and achievement and fame and all this. So when you have a majority of people who believe these things, that life is random, truth is relative, man is basically good, tolerance is the highest virtue, and the meaning of life is what you possess, it won't go well. We see it now. Every problem in our culture today can be traced back to one or many of these lies. The Christian worldview, by the way, is the exact opposite. This is also the view that most Americans held for our entire existence as a country until recently. And it's the exact opposite of each of these. The exact opposite. So lie number one is life is random, but the Christian worldview says that God is in control. Lie number two, there's no such thing as truth. Truth is relative. The Christian view is truth is absolute. Lie number three, that man is born good. The Christian worldview is man is born wicked. The modern worldview, lie number four, is that the highest virtue is tolerance. The Christian worldview says the highest virtue is righteousness. And the modern worldview says the most important thing is what you possess. And the Christian worldview says the most important thing is what you believe. Specifically, what you believe about the person whose birth we celebrated just a few days ago. Everything's off the rails. And it's because we have the wrong worldview. You want to fix our country? You got to strike the root and realize which lies you've been told your whole life.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith. And now it's time for something you might not know. The slippery slope is real. I'm sick of people calling it the slippery slope fallacy. No, it's real. Look at a music video or some pop performance today and tell me that the old fogies weren't right about Elvis shaking his hips. If the adults who did not want the CBS to show Elvis below the hips were alive today, that you know they'd be screaming, "I told you so. This is worse than I ever could have imagined." I'll give you a new example. California is right now considering banning psychedelic drugs. Sure, at this point, why not? Everyone's stoned already. Why not live in a society where everyone's tripping out too? The slippery slope's real. Do you remember when legalizing marijuana was first proposed? It was just for medicinal purposes. That's all, right? Prescribed safely by a doctor to dying cancer patients. or whatever sob story they showed. They weaponized your compassion against you, and most people agreed with it. And then instantly, a ton of 17-year-olds had glaucoma. Weird. Now there's pot stores on every corner. Every billboard is marijuana delivery. Awesome. Great society. But slopes don't stop slipping. Now in California, they're talking about legalizing psychedelics, magic mushrooms. Listen, I was wrong about legalizing marijuana a couple years ago. I took the libertarian approach, and I was for legalizing all drugs. And one of my arguments was, if they legalized cocaine tomorrow, would you all of a sudden just start using cocaine? Of course not. So why not just legalize it? Well, I did not consider that maybe 10% of people or so would just start using it if it were more available. And that might be just enough to completely destroy society. I also thought that legalizing marijuana would cut out the Mexican drug cartels. Turns out it brought the Mexican drug cartels into California. They're now growing marijuana in California, the cartels. LA Times headline, the reality of legal weed in California. Huge illegal grows, violence, worker exploitation, and death. Super. I thought legalizing drugs would be the end of the cartel's power. I didn't think it would bring them into my backyard with even more power. I was very wrong about legalizing marijuana. And I'm not going to be fooled again. Not with magic mushrooms. And hopefully with nothing ever again. Because the slippery slope is not only real, it's undefeated. More coming up.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions 18+. It's been an absolute honor to be with you these past 2 weeks. Bill will be back next week. Politics by Faith with Mike Slater. Have a wonderful weekend.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.